We know that Wallace's line is responsible for very different evolutionary trajectories of mammals, right? With marsupials essentially living east of Wallace's line and placental mammals living west of Wallace's line. So we know that any human species that has arrived in the area, perhaps as early as 1.5 million years ago, and colonized the islands east of Wallace's line, had to do so by traversing sea. So this is what we know, because those islands were never connected on the time period of human evolution in the region. And that's quite striking, right? Because the earliest stone tools for some of these regions and some of these islands east of Wallace's line is close to 1 million years. So that's pretty amazing that he had human groups that were able to do so already so early on. And I'm not suggesting that they went on sailboats or anything like this, but they had to cross sea. There's then a discussion to be had whether they did this on purpose or this happened by chance, but they did have to cross ocean. And again, this is not just a meaningless, you know, stretch of open water. This is one of the world's stronger currents. And if, you know, even if you try to do this today and you don't know what you're doing, you might end up in Antarctica. So, or if you're lucky, on the western shore of Australia, which is pretty far away. Now, so we know humans have inhabited those regions for quite some time, for hundreds of thousands of years. We don't know if that occupation was continuous in time or whether there were replacements, for instance, by the Denisovans. But we do know that some of these islands have specific megafauna that survives to the present day. And one of the theories is that everywhere where you have evidence of megafauna going extinct, where you have human presence, humans might be the likely culprits. So it's usually more complex than that. And I'm not an expert on these things, but it's usually a combination of human pressures with climatic changes.